Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Hello there and a happy Monday. Joe Gigante, regular Joe with you. 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737 is the number. I do have some really good breaking news, very good news. But just moments ago, Donald Trump was speaking in front of the cameras before going into the New York City courtroom. We captured it. I want to let you hear what he had to say this morning. This is a man on fire, determined, who wants to win and who I think will.
Mr. Trump, is Michael Cohen a liar? Are you
going to
testify?
I have a gag order as to that first question. As you know, they've taken away my constitutional rights, so I'm not allowed to answer that question. This has never happened in this country before. It's a ridiculous thing. It's a ridiculous case. I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. Take a look at Greg Jarrett this morning. He went on. Take a look at Andrew McCarthy or Jonathan Turley or Mark Levin. It's like they say there's no case here, and yet the judge has gagged me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict. The judge is totally conflict. It's totally conflicted, and you ought to take a look at it. And I'm not supposed to be talking about it, but I am allowed to say that the judge has a conflict that like nobody's ever had before, and you ought to take a look at it. He's taken away my constitutional right to speak. I was in Miami this weekend, and reporters are asking me questions, the same questions like you're asking me, and I have to say I have a gag order. I can't speak about it. Never happened before, ever. Number one. Number two, it's a fake trial. They have no case, and it's been absolutely proven now. They have no case whatsoever. This is Alvin Bragg doing it for political reasons for Biden. This is a Biden trial. He's a crooked president. Now, it just came out, Columbia just canceled their commencement. Axios. Columbia just canceled their commencement. That shouldn't happen. And it also came out that the protesters, many of the protesters, are backed by Biden's donors. Okay? Are you listening, Israel? I hope you're listening, Israel. Hope you're getting smart. But they're backed by Biden donors. That's where the money's coming from. And I'm not surprised at all. There's many other articles, many of them having to do with the gag order and the unconstitutionality having to do with the gag order. And it is unconstitutional, and it shouldn't be allowed. And I wish people could move a little bit quicker, the appellate courts, because the whole world is watching this, and they see what's happening. More importantly, frankly, they have no case. They have absolutely no case. It's a political hoax. It's election interference. Anything they can do, and even the witnesses they want to bring up, they have nothing to do with the case. This is a ridiculous situation. Not fair. Not fair. But we will fight. Thank you.
So there you have, just moments ago, the president speaking as he was about to go into court. It's been mentioned before. I'm going to mention it again. I want you to focus on everything he said was spot on. The gag order is completely ridiculous, absolutely unconstitutional, no question about it. They've tried to spin everything they can to work against Donald Trump, including Hope Hicks's testimony Friday, although everyone that you talked to that knows anything about courts is like, nope, actually, she helped him a lot. And so from that point of view, but the big thing to really focus on is just that, how focused Donald Trump is when he's speaking. And that's not by accident. And I think oftentimes, you know, Donald Trump is underestimated. He is misbranded, if you will. For example, he can go 90 minutes without a teleprompter, give an impromptu talk or speech, answer questions. We saw during COVID. And, you know, he has no discipline. He has no ability to stay on message. And he just, he's too freewheeling. Well, there's no question he likes to do that. Part of the reason he likes to do it is he has a command of the issues and the topics, and he doesn't really feel fear in talking to anyone, especially the media. But as has been the case in a number of his recent pre-trial little pressers like that, little gaggles, and then afterwards, he has stayed laser-focused to the point of driving home that he'd love to answer some of these questions, but he can't. I'm telling you, that is as professional as a delivery as you could hope from anybody running. And there's a reason they're doing it, because they know it's resonating with the American people.
The Regular Joe Show.